Right, let's bow together in prayer as we begin or continue our devotion time together. Our Father and God in heaven, we say thank you again. Thank you for the day that you've given to us. Especially this day, an opportunity we have of us for assembly, for Bible study, for friendship, for fellowship, to the opportunity to give you worship as a congregation. We appreciate these kinds of times. We're thankful for these times that we, when we meet, we may learn about the needs and the lives of one another and bring situations before you in prayer. And we're mindful of our friend and sister Noreen. We pray that you will bless her as only you can. We pray for freedom from pain. We pray for recovery. We ask you to open our eyes that we may seize opportunities to be encouraging and uplifting. We pray for Barbara's friend that you will bless her and the efforts and the people that tend to her. We pray medicine in all cases will work its intended use. For Josephine and her family, we ask for comfort from above in time of bereavement. And just add, bless us again to lift up those who need encouragement. To lift up those who are fallen. Encourage the weak. We pray you'll bless all of our efforts in the congregation here, our missionary efforts, our benevolence. Just give us help from above, we pray. You know the things that we need, and we say that we ask that you hear our individual cries for help and comfort and strength and mercy and well-being. We pray you'll bless our time together this evening that we may be brought closer to you and to one another. We pray in Jesus' name. All the songs this evening I've chosen from the section of our songbook that's titled Christian Mission. So there's just about 25 or 30 songs in that, just in that section, except for the first one. First one, hymn number 238. I just like this song so much, and it's just encouraging. It's uplifting. It just kind of wakes me up. I guess that's the word I can use. 238. Sing it twice. 238.
Hey, you are the voices of music. And you are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise your name, I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. You are the voices of music, and you are the song that I sing. And you are the melody, you are the harmony. Praise your name, I will bring. And you are the Lord of lords, you are the mighty God, you are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing.
Now everybody's awake. Number 625 under the section of Christian Mission. 625. Sing all three stanzas of this song. 625.
Zion's halls we see ring over land and sea, bidding us look to realms above. While the light from the throne shines for you and me, let us list to the call of love. Zion's throne above, while we hear
27. First and last, 627. After this, we'll have scripture reading, and Chris, I'll have you come up first, if you will. We'll read 1 Peter chapter 1, and you take the first 12 verses. First 12 verses of 1 Peter chapter 1. And a prayer. So 627, first and last sentence.
There's a royal banner given for display to the soldiers of the King. And an ensign fair we lifted up today, while the ransom what we sing. Marching on, marching on, for Christ has everything that falls, for the King of
this afternoon, I pulled a Palmer. All right, Chris.
We read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. This is Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God the elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with His blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice. So now for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief and different kinds of trials. There have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And in Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an irrepressible, glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when He preceded the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of these things that have now been told to you by those who have preached the gospel to you, by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Let us pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we just thank you so very much for this opportunity to come together here and assemble in Jesus' name and to continue to worship and praise you, Lord. And Lord, we are so very thankful for your Son, Jesus. We're so very thankful for the hope that we have through him. And just as we had read, it's an eternal hope. And we're just so very blessed that we've had the gospel shared with us and we obeyed it. And it's just our prayer that we continue as a congregation and also, Lord, as individuals to share the gospel, the good news with those that we come across. Lord, just continue to guide our hearts and our minds and focus on continue to worship you as we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 629. 629, first and last sentence. 629. First and last again, then we'll stop and allow those to partake of the Lord's Supper. When the one officiating at the table gets close by, just kind of hold your hand up and he will stop and serve you at that time. 632, first and last.
Who's bread the tidings round, wherever man is found, wherever human heart and human lives are bound, let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, our Lord is Lord of Lords, of Lords He is the Lord, divine the living Word, His name the sweetest heard, His wealth redemption brings. Oh, friend,
639, first and last.
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep for the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save.
Then number 642. Sing all three stanzas. And then I have our last scripture reading. Dennis Burgett, you want to be the reader? Still in 1 Peter. Begin with verse 13 and finish the chapter. 1 Peter 1. Begin at verse 13. We're in 642.
Rightly being our Father's mercy, from His line out evermore. But to us He gives the keeping of the light along the shore. Let the Lord her lights be burning, send the gleam across the way.
Make the harbor in the darkness may be long.
First Peter
chapter 1.
Chapter 1, 13, 15.
Again, there's the chapter. So he's just said that the good news has been preached from heaven. And I'm on verse 13, First Peter chapter 1. And I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as confident, chilled back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say, you must be holy because I am holy. And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge you or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of Him during your time here as temporary residents. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose Him as your ransom long before the world began, but now in these last days He has been revealed for your sake. Through Christ you have come to trust in God, and you have placed your faith and hope in God because He raised Christ from the dead and gave Him great glory. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like the flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And that word is the good news that was preached to you. We're like grass, and we are withering. And I feel that every day. I feel that with you. Bow with me. Father, we're so thankful for all your blessings. We're thankful especially for your word. And Father, we ask your blessings from above. We read these words, and we want to obey them, but we need help from above, Father. Give us help from above that we might imitate our Savior, who went about doing good and helping people and being kind and merciful and loving. Give us help from above, Father, to help us obey your commands. We pray in Christ's name.
When I was an older teenager, we'd sing this song. We'd kind of slow the first three words down. And we'd sing, would you be, and then it's poured out like wine up on the altar for me. So, you know, I slow it down again on the right in the very middle, and it says, would you be again? So, just follow my lead. 655.
Would you be poured out like wine upon the altar for me? Would you be broken like bread to feed the hungry? Would you be so one with me that you would do just as I will? You be light and love my word fulfilled. Yes, I'll be poured out like wine upon the altar for you. Yes, I'll be broken like bread to feed the hungry. Yes, I'll be so one with you that I would do just as you will. Yes, I'll be light and love your word fulfilled.
We were teenagers, we'd like to sing that almost as fast as we could. What do you mean, pour it out like wine, the bungling up to your number six. Go backwards. 633, and we'll close with this one. 633. And all these songs, except for the first one, led on that section of Christian mission. You open our eyes to others. Look out for one another. So number 633. Again, first and last. 633.
Row out the lifeline across the dark wave. There is a brother whom someone should save. Somebody's brother, oh, who then will dare to throw out the lifeline in peril to share? Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is drifting away. Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is sinking today. Soon will the season of rescue be o'er. Soon they will drift to eternity's shore. Hasten, my brother, no time for delay, but throw out the lifeline and save them today. Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is drifting away. Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is sinking.
I'll have you lead us in a prayer in just a moment. So if anything else that we need to emphasize, look out for one another. Let folks know we miss them when they're away. And it was good to see Margaret. When I walked up to her, I said, Margaret, good to see you. She said, well, it wasn't so good yesterday. But Margaret, it's good to see you today. So, and others, so always. All right, don't forget the quick brief meeting with looked over the review the permit that we have for the construction. Okay, Orby, please lead us to dismissal prayer.